Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to WMSC Digital College Park with DJ Sean Mon. Guys, this is our final episode, unfortunately. Welcome to our season finale / holiday special / year endless extravaganza. Woo! Cue the applause. All right, we're going to start you guys off with a quick PSA, and then we are going to get right into it. Empty out your pockets. Words without a...
Community Forklift is a non-profit secondhand store for home goods and building materials. Shop sustainably for low-cost modern and vintage furniture, art, lumber, hardware, and more for your home or project. Moving out? Consider donating your reusable materials. Community Forklift is located 10 minutes from College Park down Route 1 in Hyattsville. Follow Community Forklift on Instagram to see the latest thrifted finds and visit www.communityforklift.org for salvage store hours.
Morty!
What?
You know my Gentile friend?
Stanley?
No, the other Stanley.
Go on.
Well, he came up to me the other day. He says, Merry Christmas! I said, Happy Hanukkah!
Of course.
He says, Gesundheit! You believe that?
He didn't get it.
Yes, I know. But I said, no, Happy Hanukkah is the traditional greeting of our people at this time of the year.
Yes.
And you know what I told him?
What did you tell him?
I told him... Happy Hanukkah,
Shalom Lechaim and Mazel Tov. If you're not Jewish, that means Merry Christmas. If you're not Jewish, that means Merry Christmas. If you're not Jewish, that means Merry Christmas. Just say Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah,
Shalom Lechayim and Mazel Tov. If you're not Jewish, that means Merry Christmas. If you're not Jewish, that means Merry Christmas. If you're not Jewish,
wait a minute. What's the difference between Christmas and Hanukkah?
There is no difference at all.
For Christmas you get gifts.
You get gifts for Hanukkah.
For Christmas you gather with the family.
But we with the family with Hanukkah.
For Christmas a fat man comes on your chimney.
You've never met my Uncle Herb.
Oy.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah. Shalom Lechayim and Mazel Tov. If you're not Jewish, that means Merry Christmas. If you're not Jewish, that means Merry Christmas. If you're not Jewish, that means Merry Christmas. Just say Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah.
Shalom Lechayim and Mazel Tov.
Happy Hanukkah.
That was amazing. Guys, okay, here's a more formal introduction. Welcome to episode 5, our season finale, / holiday special, / year endless extravaganza. Can I get some applause, please? Woo! That is mainly from myself. Anyways, I hope all of you guys are doing good, or at the very least holding yourselves together. We're heading towards the end of the semester, and I am at the end of my rope, and the rope is frayed. Oh my goodness. Yeah, no. And I'm trying to look at like the bright side of the tunnel, but things are falling apart, man. I got 3 exams next week. Can you believe it? I can't believe it either. But that's the truth. And also, guess what? You know, I'm going to get you guys a really funny story, really funny coincidence. So basically, last night, I went to do my laundry, naturally. And guess what? I accidentally threw my AirPods in the washing machine, and it's a Hanukkah miracle. It's not even Hanukkah in a few days, but it's a Hanukkah miracle that they still survived. Granted, the audio sounds not good anymore. And mom and dad, if you are listening, now you know what to get me for Hanukkah. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge. I'm joking. Anyways, we're going to start our first song off of the end of the list. Ladies and gentlemen, Swedish post-punk extraordinaires Viagra Boys dropped a really good album this week. Over the year, I want to say. This wasn't dropped as a single. However, this is one of my favorite songs off the album. This is Dirty Boys with a Z. That's how you know it's good. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy. That was Dirty Boys by Viagra Boys. Fantastic song off of an honestly fantastic album. Do I think it's better than their last album they released in like 2022? Like Cave World? Not really. But it's still a banger. I love their... when I think of that song, it reminds me of like middle school bullies trying to take your lunch money for some reason. You don't take it too seriously. But it's a really good song. It's really catchy. Is it crazy to have it in my top five songs of the year? Yes. Do I have it in my top five songs of the year? Yeah. Anyways, we're going to continue our holiday special aspect. We have Jay Schlatt. I kind of did it for the bit, but it's a really good bit. This is Let It Snow. Let It Snow. Let It Snow.
outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. And the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow and snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really grab me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Wasn't that beautiful, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you, Jay Schlatt, for coming over here. Woo! I say that as if he was with us in the studio. He is not, but I like to pretend that he is. Okay, now the next part of our list. One of my favorite albums of the year. I have it on vinyl. I have the poster that they did for the movie. If you got the fact that there was a movie from it, you probably know which one it is. Baltimore Legends, Turnstile, Never Enough. Now, I have a lot of nuanced opinions on this album, dare I say. But like I don't really have enough time to really go over it in this show. That being said, this song hits hard, ladies and gentlemen. This is Birds by Turnstile. We'll be right back. That was Birds by Turnstile, one of the hardest hitting songs of the year. And that's coming from me. I listen to a lot of death metal, a lot of grindcore, and there was a lot of great albums to come for those genres. That being said, there's something about that riff. Like, I know it sounds like No Doubt. Like, I'm very aware that it sounds like No Doubt. It's like, it's nothing that does, so they just keep on dancing. Banana, na na na. Banana, na na na. Yeah, you kind of get it. But the reason why I love that album so much is kind of like, it's not, okay, so like, it's not supposed to be heavy. And when I hear people be like, yeah, dude, it's hardcore. They kind of lost their shit. They kind of lost their edge. And if anything, they found their edge. They were like discovering themselves as musicians, which I think is beautiful in and of itself. But if you want to hear my actual extended thoughts on it, please hit me up on Sean Mon Mons on Instagram. It's EAN_MON_MONS. Or if you're listening, you probably follow me on my personal Instagram, so please DM me if you want to talk music, Ebony Rex, especially if you want to hear my thoughts on the new Turnstile album. But yeah, the next song, one of my favorite rap albums of the year. This is kind of like a... calling it just a rap album is kind of like discrediting what it is. It's like a rap, dance, hip-hop, techno thing going on. By my two favorite quirked-up white boys, Joey Valence and Bray. Now, this song also has what I would describe as, like, my bar of the year. Like, it's so good, and I just, like... If it wasn't so long, I'd have it as an Instagram caption. That's what I'm trying to say. But anyways, this is The Party Song by Joey Valence and Bray.
I like to go out. I like to party, party. I like to get wild. I like to party, party. I like to go out. I like to party, party. I like to get wild. I like to party, party. Party, party. Party, party. Party, party.
Yo, I wanna break dance. I wanna make plans. Did you get the memo? I got you, hit my demo. Let's party, let's bounce. Hands up, bust down. I like to go out. I like to, I like to, I like to go out. I like to party, party. Get the fuck down and go move your body. You wanna start with me? It's just a part of me. I like to go out. I like to party.
I like to go out. I like to party, party. I like to get wild. I like to party, party. I like to go out.
Assistance or no stylist when I'm shopping. Only acne on my body is this denim that I'm rocking. I came to party. I don't drink Bacardi. I can't afford the drinks cause I'm saving for a Rari.
So Alex Jersey Shore, I leave it all on the floor. You bitches want me like Prada. I get it all from my mama. Everybody else is leaving with a hottie. I don't really care. I came to motherfucking party.
I like to go out. I like to party, party. I like to get wild. I like to go out. I like to party, party. I like to get wild. I like to party, party.
Fish fucking Megalodon.
I'm meeting fried rice alone at Little Szechuan. Your girlfriend DMs me on IG. Your boyfriend calls me gay, but he wants to kiss me. I'm myself, I don't wanna be no one else. You gotta self-reflect, you got a lot to suppress. I parked the Lexus across the street from my exes. I wonder if she misses my good morning texts. I gotta draw the curtains, I've said too much already. Good thing I'm strong, cause the game is getting real heavy.
That was The Party Song by Joey Valence and Bray. Ladies and gentlemen, the lights come on like they were coded. I asked the bartender where my coat is. Went for some Chinese food and a fortune cookie told me I was goated. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that so good? Ugh, such a great bar. Ugh, damn. I actually had Panda Express the other day, and the fortune cookie said I was gonna have a, said I have a bright future ahead of me, which was great to hear. And then I accidentally threw my AirPods in the washing machine. What? No way! Yeah. Panda Express, they kind of let me down. I can't even lie. Or they straight up lied to my face. Which, either way, not that fun, not that really good. We're actually blazing through these songs, which means we get to have more time to play what I actually want to play later on. Which is fantastic. But the next song we're going to play, this goes out to everyone who was participating in Whamageddon. Now, if you don't know what Whamageddon is, basically what it is, it's you can't listen to Last Christmas by Wham until Christmas Day. And I'm trying my darndest to do that. I'm trying my best to participate. And now, but like my friends keep posting that song on their like their stories and Instagram and TikTok posts and whatever. And so I kind of limited to like, as soon as I was here in a public setting, that being like a restaurant or a store, then it's game over. Now you might be asking, why am I doing this? This sounds very stupid. It's one of those popular Christmas songs. Why am I like keeping myself from listening to one of the most popular Christmas songs of all time? Do I get anything out of it? No. It's just for the bit. But if there's one thing about me that all of you guys to know is that like my first committed relationship was to the bit. If I know how to commit to anything, it is to the bit. Ladies and gentlemen, aside from that rant, this is Last Christmas by Lucy Dacus of Boy Genius and Lesbian Fame. Enjoy. Last Christmas by Lucy Dacus. That's a great cover. If you want to, so if you're participating in Whamageddon and you really have a fix for that song, but you want to listen to something else, listen to that version. Okay, so the next song off of our list, off of our year-end list extravaganza portion, Sanguisugabog. I dare you to spell that without, like, just off hearing the name, Sanguisugabog. How do you spell it? I'm looking at it, and the spelling still confuses me. Anyways, that being said, so I was keeping up with them around, like, 2023 when they were releasing one of their albums. And, like, I was still getting more into, like, extreme metal, and it was kind of like the equivalent to, like, Cannibal Corpse, so, like, very stupid, very kind of, like, you know, meathead kind of death metal. And it was great for the stuff, like, at the gym, you know? And I still listen to that stuff, but their album that they dropped this year, you can tell how much they matured, how much they took themselves seriously, how much, like, they wanted to prove that they were an act to take seriously. Maybe that wasn't, like, the main case or the main focus of it, but, like, that's what I got, and that's what it shows. It is produced by Kurt Ballou of Converge fame, one of my favorite producers, who produced that one Fleshwater album with The Duck, aka the good Fleshwater album. And I say that because I tried to listen to the Fleshwater album that came out this year. I wasn't too big on it. In fact, I have a lot of opinions on, like, the heavy shoegaze kind of stuff that, like, for those who are paying attention, you guys probably might hate what I have to say. That is okay. Anyways, so the new Sanguisugabog album, Hideous Aftermath, fantastic. It is one of the best extreme metal albums of the year. I don't care if you call me a poser for saying that, but it is so, so, so good. The feature list is insane. It features Nails, you know, the band Nails. It features Cattle Decapitation, Feels Defeated Sanity, Full of Hell. I love that band. They're actually Ocean City natives, fun fact. But this is one of the best songs off the album. This is the penultimate song, I can say, because it's the second to last. This is a song that features Travis Ryan of Cattle Decapitation fame. This is Semi-Automatic Facial Reconstruction. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Semi-Automatic Facial Reconstruction by Sanguis Sugabog featuring Travis Ryan of Cattle Decapitation fame. Now, so I can actually see how many people join the stream at a given moment. And it's so funny that whenever my numbers go up, like whenever I see like the current listeners thing, whenever I see my numbers go up, that's when I have to play like the stuff that I know everyone's gonna hate that I love. And so maybe like I'd get the hint that maybe I should stop playing, I don't know, like extreme death metal. That being said, this is my chance to let my freak flag fly for anyone who wants to see. And also those people who did who joined and then dipped out because the music scared them, which I can't blame them. It's kind of scary, but it's really good. They're going to miss out on learning that there is actually a Masayoshi Takenaka Christmas EP. Yes, I just learned this, like, literally, I think today or, like, yesterday. And if you know anything about me, you know I'm a huge Masayoshi Takenaka fan. Love his stuff. It is literally dopamine epitomized. That being said, ladies and gentlemen, this is Island Christmas Wish by Masayoshi Takenaka. Please enjoy.
Thank you.
All right. That was Island Christmas Wish by Masayoshi Takenaka. I never heard that song before today. I'll be honest. Because when I was trying to find like some good Christmas music, I found a lot of great Christmas hits. In fact, it was between this and Christopher Lee Christmas metal songs. Yes, you heard me right. When he was 91 years old, Christopher Lee, you know, Sauron, Lord of the Rings, Count Dooku from Star Wars, killed many men, fought in many wars. In 2013 and 2012, I believe, released Christmas metal songs. He covered Little Drummer Boy, Oh Holy Night, Jingle Hell, what is what he calls it. It's kind of like a satanic rendition of Jingle Bells, which I thought was really funny. And then also My Way. And keep in mind, this has like metal guitar over it. I digress. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to our next part of our year and list extravaganza countdown. Geese. You guys know about geese? You like geese? I love geese. I'm actually wearing my geese shirt right now. Fun fact, I saw them back in August of 2024 when they opened for King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard at the Anthem. And now they're selling out the 930 Club in their solo headlining tour, and tickets are like averaging like $200. You might be asking, what happened? Well, that's because they had an amazing, stellar album, Getting Killed, dropped late last September, and it deserves all the hype and all the credit that it is getting. And I'll be honest, it took me some convincing to get on the Geese train, because when I heard 3D Country, I was like, oh, this is good. It's not that good. Or like, it felt like any kind of like generic kind of rock, not generic, but like, I don't know, it just didn't like latch on to me. But then I heard Cameron Winter's solo album Heavy Metal, which I now have on vinyl, and I would say that album, though I discovered it, though it came out like December of last year, it like sits firmly at like my top 10 albums of all time. It's so amazing and so good. And I was debating on pulling a Rolling Stones 2023 Best Albums list, where for the best albums in 2023, Rolling Stones ranked SOS by SZA as their number one album, which came out in December of 22. Now, if you want to stay true to tradition, knowing that like I listened to this when it came out in December, I wouldn't do that. That being said, this is my show, and I can play whatever I want. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is Love Takes Smiles by Cameron Winter. Please enjoy.
Love will come when you get enough under your arms. Oh, mama. Love will come. Love will make you fit it all in your car, mama. Something will take you by your pants and swing you over its head and kick you back and forth. Watching the bells, watching the lights. What I want is far away. Talk to the moon, flatten her down.
Oh,
That was Love Takes Miles by Cameron Winter. One of the best songs to come out of last year. Last year being December, I know. Now, this next song actually comes from my Apple Replay. I know I use Apple. Sorry, I don't like funding AI drone strikes. Guess who's fun at parties? I'm great at parties, trust me. anyways, so Apple Replay. My number one artist is LCD Sound System. Hot take. Now, they have like 4 albums in total, and I only really go back to 2 of them. That being said, the 2 that I really go back to, Sound of Silver and This Is Happening, are 10 out of 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 10. Perfect, perfect, perfect albums. Now, this song... I like to equate it's like the Die Hard of Christmas songs, being that it has nothing to do with Christmas anyways, except for the fact that like Christmas is like mentioned once. But it is still a really good song, ladies and gentlemen. This is OU Christmas Blues. That was OU Christmas Blues by LCD Sound System. Now, I think I made a mistake calling this the Die Hard of Christmas songs, being that Die Hard was actually popular and that was like a one-off single that they put on like the deluxe expanded version of This Is Happening. Geese, am I right? Okay. I mentioned Geese earlier, but I didn't play anything off the actual Geese album. This song, when I first heard it, it broke my heart. I can't even lie. It was at the time when I was I'd like to think it was a strong relationship. Now it is unfortunately no longer. And that being said, that song like resonates a lot more with me now. But besides the point, this is just a genuinely fantastic and like very simple song, but it's very, very effective. I actually dressed up as a song for Halloween, given one of the lyrics in it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is I'll Pay His Due Cocaine by Geese.
You can stay with me.
I'll Pay His Due Cocaine by Geese, one of my favorite songs of the year. Now, unfortunately, we are going to our tail end of our show, or we're down to our last song, guys. I want to give a quick thank you. Thank you guys for being here. Thank you guys for spending time with me. Currently, like, how many are with you guys? We have, like, what, 7 people. All 7 of you. I hope you're doing amazing. And you... I appreciate you guys more than you realize. Whether you tuned in prior to this episode, whether you tuned into the season at all. Like, again, we only had 5 episodes this season because, you know, we started late. We just started this semester. But I appreciate you guys all more than you realize. I'm very thankful that I get to do this. We're going to be at it again, obviously, next semester, hopefully on FM. I don't really know. Either way, I'm wishing you guys happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas. Good luck on finals. Try not to kill yourself. What? Who said that? I'm being so real. Anyways, we're down to our last song. Guys, album of the year, Death Heaven, Lonely People with Power. And this is my current song of the year, bar none, easy. It takes a lot of their black metal influence, like their black gaze influence, but they're mixed like shoegaze and black metal, and they mix it with like actual shoegaze, because like the album they released beforehand was just like strictly a shoegaze album, and it was just fine. If you like shoegaze, then you'll probably like that album. But if you like their other stuff, like their black gaze and like post metal stuff and post rock stuff, you probably wouldn't like it. That being said, they fuse those styles in a really cohesive and really amazing way. And this song came out as a single, but is still like, so gorgeous, so beautiful, and so like cathartic too. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heathen by Death Heaven. Please enjoy and have it a fantastic night. Thank you so much for being here. I love you all. DJ Sean Mon